To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Stockyard on a Thursday night, otherwise known as the Yankees Elimination Party.
Absolutely.
We are here. We are ready to go.
Let's go.
Colleen O'Brien's wearing her Red Sox jersey.
Tim Wakefield. That's her favorite player.
Tim Wakefield, I love it. You got your Red Sox hat on, Pete. Absolutely. We didn't get the memo.
My underwear, Red Sox underwear.
Jeez, hold on there, Pete.
I won't show it.
We're not going to check that.
Take my word for it.
That's a little TMI, but that's okay. But this is a tremendous crowd, everybody. Take a bow, everybody.
It's an awesome crowd. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming out tonight.
Very appreciative. Unbelievable turnout. Thank you very much. Awesome. Thank you.
This is outstanding that everybody came out tonight. You know, thank you, MLB, for changing the game time to 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Colleen texted me during the, hey, this game's moved to 8 o'clock. She's on it. And
see?
I was like, well, that's fantastic. Because she was like, this freaking radio show. We got to go to the – we got the
I love
we'll
it.
Be all right.
I love it. That's how we feel. Yeah, no, I love it. That's great.
Yeah, but good.
Good to see you, Bill. And
great to see you guys.
Here we are gearing up for a big game tonight. But let's talk a little bit about where you guys stand here. Obviously, 1-3, not where you want to be. But
no.
A lot of positives, though. Pete and I were talking about it after the game Saturday. That was a terrific game. Great college football game. And I think BC is very close to being 4-0.
Yeah, you know, look, I think at the end of the day, we've got to learn. I really think it comes down to turnovers. You know, we're turning the ball over at inopportune times. We're not getting enough takeaways. And at the end of the day, you know, we're going to be in close games. You guys have been around this program a lot longer than me, especially you, Pete. And you know that this is a program that's in a lot of close games. And so we have to continue to work and figure out how to, you know, how to make those plays, how to make smarter decisions in these key moments in key games. And I think we're on the right track. I really do believe we're on the right track. And I have to just say how appreciative, just personally from me, on behalf of my staff, the players, the program, for this turnout. It's really unbelievable. I appreciate you guys being here tonight. Yeah, thank you. We're working very hard to get it turned around. We know. Somebody asked me today how, you know, 8 wins and all that. Look, we are. I can promise you that the work is being put in. The players, you guys are at practice. You know, they're flying around. They're very frustrated. The players are very frustrated. It was a very frustrating locker room last weekend after the game because we drove the ball. We gave up we cut a guy loose in coverage, and then we, you know, gave up a touchdown. But then we drove the ball down. These are guys that are great guys that care about winning, and they want to get it right, and they understand the passion that people have for the program, and we're working hard to get it right.
That that 2-minute drill, minute and 45-second drill was textbook.
It was a good drive, yeah. Dylan's good at that, and the receivers are good at that. Lewis Bond, and you know, Lewis Bond got us off to a great start. He's a great player. I will tell you, as long as I'm the football coach here, he's one of the best receivers. You know, in the history of this program, and I've coached a lot of great receivers myself. So he does an unbelievable job. He's a money guy. He cares about it. He makes big plays. So we got off to a good start with him. Reed made some really good plays on that drive, got a pass interference, made a back shoulder catch. But at the end of the day, you know, look, we just didn't execute, right there at the end, and we live and we learn. But, it was a great game. We've been in very close football games. We've lost three games by 10 points or less, and we got to learn to get on the right side of those things.
Well, staying on the positive, the ground game came alive.
It did. It did. Turbo ran well. The line blocked well. The tight ends blocked well. Turbo was patient. He took care of the football, and Turbo's a hell of a player. He's an even better guy. If everybody here knew Turbo, he's an awesome guy. He's a good student. He's really a guy that people hold in high regard on campus, and just one of our best players.
And you like to say it isn't always about the offensive line, but you did have to do a little mix and match this week, and it looked like you came up with a pretty good combination.
Yeah, that was a good combo for that game, no doubt about it. Jude was out. Logan bumped over to left. Robert Smith, a true freshman. Robert Smith just turned 18 years old.
My goodness.
Yeah. No, Robert Smith, as long as Robert Smith stays healthy and stays on the right track, Robert Smith will be an excellent football player here in the pantheon of great offensive lineman. Logan's already in that pantheon, and he did a great job. Logan's a very versatile guy. He's an awesome guy. He's a team captain. He's a versatile player. He just wants to do what's right for the team. I thought Klein played well. I thought Doherty played well. Michael Krause is a guy that, has really won the starting center job. I'll just be honest with you. When I first got here, I wasn't sure if Michael Krause would be able to play. But he really worked at it. We talked to him about the things he needed to get better at, and he's gone in there and done a really good job. And he's just an awesome guy. And this week we'll see how it goes. But that was a good combination for that.
I think defensively, the tone setter early was the Omar Thornton interception.
Yeah. We need more of those.
Yeah, you've been calling for more of those.
Yeah. Omar did a great job on that play.
What needs to happen for that to happen?
They got
to
catch him. They've been in position. There's been some dropped interceptions. They're in position to make those plays. They're excellent players. Carter Davis, KP Price, we're using more down towards the line of scrimmage, and he's done a really good job of that. We're playing with our corners. I just have to give a shout out to Max Tucker. Max Tucker is a Boston guy. He's one of the toughest players I've ever coached.
Okay.
He's a very tough, tough player. And if I don't want to say what he's dealing with from an injury standpoint, but he's playing tough. Then we got a lot of young guys because of injury. No excuse. Not making excuses. It's a fact. Injuries are a fact. We got a lot of freshmen, Ashton Cunningham, Marcellus Townsend, a lot of freshmen that are playing. Ashton McShane will probably be ready to go for this game on Saturday. So, and then we have TJ Green, and Cam Martinez playing nickel. And I think those guys are competing. And, so we're just continuing to work at it.
So when, as Joe Pesci would say, when you play in the Utes, does that change the way you approach the game? I imagine it does.
I remember I heard a great – when I was a first-time head coach in the NFL, somebody told me that Bud Grant, who you know very well, Bud Grant, who is just an unbelievable coach, Minnesota Vikings, said for every rookie you play, that equals a loss.
I got that.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
I got that from Joe Uchicka, but I played as a true freshman.
I'm saying that, and I'm kidding. I'm joking when I say that. Bud Grant did say that, though. But these guys are ready to play. They compete in practice. They cover our receivers. They've earned the right to play. A lot of these guys were early enrollees, so they were in winter conditioning, in spring practice, so they're ready to go, and they're fighting hard. Ashton Cunningham, who's not a very big guy, is a very gritty player from Oklahoma. He played – his high school teammate was Shaker Reisig, and he did a really good job last week.
There was a point during the game where Pete and I looked at each other and said, who's that guy?
Yeah.
There was a lot of freshmen on the field.
Yeah, no doubt.
We know who they are, but it looked like they all made contributions.
They
was
did.
That the case?
They did. They did. I mean, TJ Green had two really good kickoff returns. One was called back for, the illegal fair catch signal. But the other one, so both of them were almost returned out to the 50-yard line. He also made some plays playing nickel. And then Ashton Cunningham. Marcellus Townsend got hurt in the game, so he probably will not play against Pitt. He hurt his foot, but he'll be back next year. But he's another up-and-comer, true freshman. These guys got here in January.
Yeah.
They were here last January. So Ashton Cunningham, TJ Green, Marcellus Townsend. They arrived in Boston in January. And so there's a bright future there, but the future's now for some of those guys.
Now, do you – this is a sidebar. Do you recruit and say you want to come to Boston College? You're going to play early? Is this like a
– I mean, that's part of it. I don't think anybody really ever asked me, you know, in recruiting. I think – I actually think, you know, I made Spencer and I – we make recruiting calls. We recruit on Wednesday nights. So I probably made about 50 to 60 recruiting calls last night. And we're very well received because of the school that we are, the city that we're in. We're very well received. But no one really ever asked me, like, Coach, am I going to be able to start as a freshman? Because I always – you're going to have to earn it. You know, you can't step in here and you can't guarantee anybody anything. But there's a lot of early enrollees that come here in January and participate in winter conditioning and start to earn it right away. So we'll see how it goes.
But do they scroll the roster and go, there's five running backs, I'm going somewhere else?
I think at times they do, Pete. I think especially at quarterback. Yeah, I think at quarterback they do that. But I think at the other positions, they really – I haven't experienced that as much here in the last two recruiting cycles. I think the 25 class that's here right now, the 26 class that we're recruiting right now, and the 27 class that we're recruiting right now too, I think those three classes – you know, will have a huge impact on this program.
When you go in to watch film after the game with Dylan Lonergan or any quarterback, you've been around many, when they throw an interception in that type of situation at the end of the game, what are you looking at?
You know, the best thing, the thing about Dylan is he immediately takes responsibility for it. I've been around a lot of guys that immediately point the finger. Hey, that guy ran the wrong route, or this guy wasn't at the right depth, or I thought it was this, or you called the, you know. Those are the guys.
Yeah.
And
not good.
But I've been around a handful of guys, the best players I've ever coached, that looked right there in the mirror
good.
And said, that's my fault. I read it wrong. I should have stayed here. I had a chance to go here. We watch it on film. He's a young player still, guys. You know, that's only his fourth start.
Right.
Again, I've said this a million times. He came in when it was 50-0 at Alabama once in a while and handed the ball off.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is his fourth start. He's got – really good talent. He's a good guy. He's very, very low key. He's very smart, and I think he's getting better and better. But he's got to – yeah, we have to eliminate the bad decisions.
Staying on the positives, did you find a returner in Isaiah Ferris?
Ferris or
Green.
T.J. Green. Yeah, I mean, T.J. Green was the kickoff returner. That's the one we found. Ferris has been returning punts for us for – since last year.
But that flashed.
Yeah, I mean, T.J. Green did a great job as the kickoff returner. He was hurt. He's been hurt, true freshman, had a hamstring injury, and so he was out for a while, and he was just getting back. He's also a very good defensive back, so great guy, you know, obviously great, you know, great student, BC guy, and he's in that 25 class, so we're excited about him and his future, but the future's now for him.
We're going to break, but we're going to talk about your field goal kicker when we come back.
Yeah, Luca.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back to the BC Football Show. Just about 47 minutes away, or actually hour and 47 hold on, minutes away.
8 o'clock there.
I know, I'm thinking like I'm on Central Time here. Here's my...
You're from Boston. When have you ever been on Central Time?
I've been on Pacific Time, I can tell you that much, a couple of weeks ago. But
thanks, Meter.
Here's your stat of the night from Connelly Early, okay? Connelly Early, youngest pitcher to start a Red Sox playoff game since Babe Ruth, 1916.
Wow.
How about Harry... What was the guy's name who traded Babe Ruth to the Yankees?
Harry Frazee.
Oh, my God.
No, Nanette to finance a Broadway show. How many times did you hear that?
Up. Yankees have a rookie on the mound from Walpole.
Cam, be careful. Cam Schlittler.
Be careful.
That's a tough name. Very tough.
We got to get it going against Cam.
Yes, we do.
Well, you got to light him up.
You know what he used to do?
Meter, I got a little issue.
What's your issue?
Before we get back to BC football.
That's a loaded question. Go ahead.
Why are all three games in New York? Like, can we play one game in Boston?
That's true.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's a new...
play the first game in Boston or the
I
third
wish it
game
was the case, but it's Commissioner Manfred.
Colleen and I have been having this discussion now for a couple of nights. Like, why are all three games... Why do they get awarded all three games? Because they were a little bit better than us?
They have the better record.
Yeah, but our record overall versus them is...
A record against head-to-head, it's better, yeah. But
I don't know.
Here's the good news for the Red Sox tonight. They got Abreu back in the lineup, Lowe's back in the lineup, and Yoshida's back in the lineup.
That's good.
It's three big bats that they missed
when
the left-hander was on the mound. So we'll see. All hands on deck.
I think we just – if only we could get Poppy back in the lineup tonight.
Well, a couple of guys on that list.
Yeah,
we get Poppy back.
White Evans, Jim Rice.
Yeah, you know, a couple.
Freddie Lynn.
Babe, get the so babe if you're going back.
I got this text today from one of my best friends. And his name, I've mentioned this to you before. I grew up with this guy in Andover. He's an awesome guy. He's a policeman. He was a great athlete. And he texted me this text. And basically it was a text about 47 years ago today.
Okay.
Was the Bucky Dent, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we got out of school early.
Yep.
I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And he said, 47 years ago, I remember getting out of school early, walking home to my house. He's right. We were neighbors.
Yep.
West Elementary in Andover, Mass., and watching this with you and my brothers.
Wow.
This game, 47 years ago.
You were watching it in Seattle.
Yeah, and I was in those days. You didn't have like.
Are you that much older than me?
Significantly older. I don't look it.
You don't.
No, but
you really don't.
Stress for your life. But the.
You really
but,
don't.
But I was in Seattle, and that was the year when I went to training camp. Was late July, middle of July in those days. We had a really long training camp, like 8 weeks or 9 weeks, and we didn't have ESPN. We didn't have SportsCenter. We didn't have.
Oh,
didn't
no
have,
doubt. Right, right.
I had to wait for the paper to come the next day.
Hey, that's right.
And the Red Sox had an 11 game.
They were up in August. Yeah.
And I
more.
Was it? Well, I recall 11 being kind of a number in my head.
I can remember vividly Yaz getting up at the end.
Oh.
And he had a chance to top the game.
Popped
up the nettles.
Yep.
Well, I watched that paper every day, and my heart just got pulled out of my chest.
Yeah,
and then, of course, Bucky Dent gets the hit, and it's over.
But like, that will not happen tonight because there's a Red Sox dominance right now in this era of Red Sox baseball over the Yankees.
20 years.
Ready to go, yeah.
Let's do it, man.
I feel really good about the Red Sox tonight. I like Cora versus Boone. I love that matchup.
Game one, Boone.
Absolutely.
Back page of the New York Post.
Good job, Boone.
They eviscerated him.
Well,
absolutely.
Tough job. That's a tough job down there.
Yes,
winner go home. Down
tough
there.
Job here.
They're all tough. They're all tough.
But this
even
is,
your job could be described as tough at times.
Very difficult.
Yeah. That's why not many people are doing it.
Not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
All right, let's shift the focus here.
Back to
you wanted to talk Luca Lombardo.
Okay, yeah. I mean, last year we won't talk about it other than we were referenced it was an issue. It looks like you guys have got a this kid is impressive.
Yeah, Luca, I give Luca a lot of credit. He's last year was injured, you know, had a quad injury, so he wasn't able to do a lot of kicking for us. Liam Connor came in and did a really good job for us last year. He really did. He was a double duty guy, kicking and punting. But this year, Luca came back, and he's been really. It's huge for us. I'm knocking on wood because it's a big weapon for us. He was a soccer player at Syracuse and transferred to Boston College. Comes from a great family, and he's done a great job. But also, I give Matt Turn a lot of credit, our special teams coach. I think he's a great football coach. And he was able to go out, him and Nick McGriff, who was with me at Alabama, he's the assistant special teams coordinator, really good coaches. And they went out and got two guys from Yale that have really helped us. Seamus Florio, who was, you know, in the Ivy League, he can't play the fifth year, so they had a fifth year. And Ben Mann, the long snapper, they're both transfers from Yale. And they've done – both of those guys have done a great job. And then Andy Quinn, who's a true freshman from Ireland,
right,
did a great job kicking off last week because that returner for Cal was an excellent returner. We wanted to keep the ball away from him, and Andy kicked it through the end. These are things that maybe not everybody notices, but there's a very, very bright future at that position.
But a guy like Andy Quinn, you know, you're going to go with Seamus, but he's got a great leg. It's a way to keep him involved.
No doubt, no doubt. You know, and Quinn can do both. Quinn, you know, if you Google Andy Quinn, he won a basically like a pass, punt, kick competition in Ireland when there was a college game over there. I forget which game it was, but he was a kid, 50,000 people in the stands, and he won the competition, pass, punt, and kick. So he's an excellent athlete, and we're lucky to have him. He's an awesome kid, great family, straight from Ireland, like straight.
Oh yeah, I've spoken with him. Yeah. To him,
For God's sake, Pete, nice to meet you. You know what I mean? Like this thing.
They're all over
Pour
Norwood.
Me a pint.
Big Norwood family.
Yeah.
The famous pass, punt, and kick. You know this is Andy Reid.
Oh, Andy Reid. Yeah.
Andy Reid looks like he's 25.
Oversized.
He's out there kicking as a 12-year-old. That's the great photos of Andy Reid. But
he's a great one.
Yeah. All right, Pittsburgh, as we move towards the game on Saturday at noon, Pete and I have talked about this a little bit. They look similar to BC.
Both teams
good
play
assessment?
Both teams play very hard. Both teams are tough. You know, both teams have Alabama transfer quarterbacks, Eli Holstein and Dylan Lonergan.
Right.
It's a great matchup. Pat Narduzzi does a great job. It's a very challenging game, but it's one of those games like I described it to the team this week. Like this is a real football game. Like this is what I used to say, and I learned this from Dante Scarnecchia, and I think Mike Vrabel uses this a lot with the Patriots. This is a no fair dodging game. No fair dodging. Like this is downhill football. They tackle well. They're going to hit you. We're going to hit them, and we got to take care of the ball, and you know do the little things right, and we'll have a shot. But if you know we get on the bad side of that again, then it's going to be trouble. So we got to do a great job of you know understanding the details of how to beat them.
They're an interesting team when you think about Narduzzi and what he likes to do defensively. He's
coming after
stuff
you.
Coming like from everywhere, from out of the stands.
Yeah, he's coming after you, and you gotta be on high alert. Every snap doesn't matter if it's first down, second down, or third down. He has a great package. It's not the most expansive package. He does a few things, and he does them really well. And he's got good players. The linebackers are probably the best linebacking crew we've gone against. Yeah. And the D-line plays hard, plays tough. You know, very very tough team. And then offensively, you know, they've got Eli. The back, I think, is coming back. Desmond Reed, he'll probably start for him. And so, you know, it's a big game. It's a important game. It's a tough game. It's going to be a really good football game.
When you got a team that comes at you like that, and I watched the tape, and he's got four in the line of scrimmage, and then there's seven.
Yeah.
Or he's got seven, then there's three. And I mean, you're spinning your head. Yep. So – but when you think of them coming at you all the time, I would think short, like possession type pass.
Yeah, you got to get
ball
it out.
Gets out quick.
You got to get it out quick, and you got to get it to the perimeter, and you got to be able to break tackles. They're a very good tackling team. I think tackling is going to be a huge part of this because they do the same. You know, we bring it too on defense, so you know they're going to have to get it out quick sometimes. So tackling is going to be big. I think our running game can be big. There's certain things, you know, that they do, that we do, that, you know, both teams are going to have to defend in the running game and see how well each team defends it. I think that's a big part of it.
And inside the quarterback's head or the scheme, when they're coming with the extra guy and the quarterback has to see that, and he's got a hot receiver or he's got a go-to receiver?
Yeah, I mean, you know, whenever we build this passing game plan the way we have, you know, we always have, when we play a team like this, we have built-ins, right? You have to have built-ins, and so that, you know, if you have too many plays where, you know, the receiver has to, you know, he's got this route, a deeper route, but he's got to break it if they do this, then the whole thing, Pete, about playing receiver and in the passing game is being decisive. So you want to, as a coach, you want to make sure that you're game planning decisive routes. Because in the end, all that has to happen is if they're bringing everything, you got a decisive guy right there that's making a good decision and you're spitting the ball out to him. And you're not having to concern yourself with, well, he's got this route, now he's got to break it if this guy comes. There's some of that. There's some of that that, you know, you have to have. But in the end, it's all about being decisive.
And Reed Harris last year was a big player in this game.
Yeah.
He got mossed. He got the Randy Moss Award for that. And that was his second time that year.
Twice, yep.
So, and he had another great game on Saturday. And Pat Narduzzi was effusive in his praise for Harris. What has he done to become more polished?
Reed Harris has worked very hard. He's an awesome guy. Again, was a high school quarterback, came here from Montana. I think the previous staff, Jeff, they watched him on tape. They liked what they saw. They brought him in. And when I got here, he was a tight end.
Yeah.
And to me, he looked like a lot of the guys that I had coached before at other places, you know, with a lot of experience, you know. And I don't get into too many comparisons, but he reminded me of guys like Allen Robinson that I had at Penn State. And,
wow.
You know, just guys like that. And so I said, this guy's a receiver. Now, he'll do some things to help us block, but he's a receiver. And so we moved him. And, you know, he's done a really good job of you know, working hard to, you know, catch the ball better, to define his route running. He's just become a really good football player and a definite weapon for us, no doubt about it.
And he's a colorful guy. I saw his interview the other day, and he talked about, what do you do back home? Well, we go up in the mountains, we fish, we hunt, we camp out. I'm like, yeah, that's a good living.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, they do. He's right about that. They definitely live outdoors in Montana.
And that's not a hotbed environment for high school football.
No, I always say to him, like, Reed, did you play 8-man football in Montana? Did you have 11 guys out there?
Yeah, but that's a find. That's a great find.
Yeah. He's
can't say Reed Harris now without saying he's the first ACC player to come from the state of Montana. That's everybody on a broadcast will say that.
Yeah.
It's a good note.
Maybe not the last. Well, who knows?
Not the night.
No, it's speaking of recruiting, Narduzzi and O'Brien, do you guys cross paths on the recruiting trail?
I've known Pat Narduzzi since 1993.
Wow.
I was a GA at Brown. I graduated from Brown and immediately went into coaching. He was coaching at URI, University of Rhode Island, and we've known each other and have great respect for each other. He's a really good coach. You know, obviously you guys know he went to Michigan State, did a hell of a job there.
Yep.
And got the Pitt job. He's a great fit for Pitt. Pitt, you know, I described this week, I told the team about Pittsburgh and Boston, right? Very similar blue-collar, tough cities that care about their football teams, whether it's the Steelers and the Patriots or Pitt and Boston College. Pitt shares a facility with the Steelers, so they modify their schedules, their indoor facility. It's all shared by the Steelers with them, their practice fields, all those different things. And, you know, so Pittsburgh and Boston College is a great rivalry. It's real football. It's not spread it out, you know, mamby-pamby stuff. It's real football.
It's not run and shoot.
And this is a program, there's a lot of history between BC and Pittsburgh.
No doubt.
I mean, got to go back to the East Indies, in fact. And I played against Tony Dorsett my freshman year. So, and they didn't win a national championship that year, but they did 2 years later.
Yeah.
And but that was a program that was just exploded.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, when I was in the NFL, you know, everybody knows one of my best friends, if not my best friend, is Doug Marone. And Doug played for the Dolphins with Dan Marino. So when we would go to the you know, the different NFL things, the combine and the Senior Bowl and stuff. You know, Dan Marino, as a representative of the Dolphins, would always be there, and we would always, you know, have a couple beers with him. And he was unbelievable the way he would describe Pittsburgh and growing up and going to Central Catholic and then playing for – I think he played for Jackie Sherrill at Pitt and, you know, just the whole thing. His dad raised him. His dad taught him how to throw the football. So, you know, there are some great parallels relative to the cities, and you know, it's a great rivalry.
Think about the Western Pennsylvania cradle of quarterbacks.
Oh, Joe Montana, Joe Namath, Beaver Falls.
Yep. Don't forget Scott Zolak,
the Zoe, great friend, and then Danny Marino, and probably many more.
Oh yeah, it's something in the water. I think we got to take a timeout. This is the BC Football Show from the Stockyard. Come on back for more after this.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back to the BC Football Show. Great to see the Gridiron Club here tonight. John Merlesina, Paul Cristione, the entire crew. We appreciate everybody's support. Eagles in Pittsburgh, 11:30, our broadcast time.
Ray's here.
Oh, big Ray.
Ray. Ray just walked by.
I know. How
thought it was Al Pacino, but it was Ray.
It does kind of look like Al Pacino.
Absolutely.
Ray's got great lettuce.
Hello to my little friends.
He's got great lettuce. Yes, you can see that.
He does. He does. He's got the exact opposite of me. He's got a great head of hair. Stop it. So do you. You have a nice coif, too.
Thank you very much.
Me and Pete.
Ray and I.
Follically challenged.
Ray, how much product do you use? A lot?
Nothing tonight. He's just flopping around. Look at him. He's
flopping around.
Legend.
I got to tell you, the Lord created only a few perfect heads.
That's right.
He put hair on the rest of them.
No question. I'm not one of those. I have a bad head.
I missed that day in class, but thank you, Pete.
Think about it.
I like it. You said this week you're a morning program.
Yes.
So that's a 12 o'clock start is
it's good.
A nice.
Yeah, no, that's quick. We went over all that today. Everything's going to happen quick. Tomorrow we have captain's meeting at 8:30. We got staff meeting at 8:45, 9:30 team meeting, special teams, O&D, walk through, get on the bus, get to Pittsburgh, 5 o'clock, dinner's at 6, in the room at 6. We go to dinner, boom, unit meetings after that, go to bed, 9:30 curfew, boom, get up, 6:30 breakfast starts, get ready to go. Yep. Kickoff's at 12:03.
Business trip.
Chair drill takes place at whatever. We have a great chair drill before we leave the hotel, which is a tradition. And then we.
What do you mean by that?
We both sides of the ball go into their separate hotel ballrooms, and we call out plays for about 20 minutes.
Interesting.
And the O-line, the reason why we call it a chair drill is like for especially like the O-line, they sit in five chairs, and then we call the play, and they, you know, the formation is around them, and the quarterback points, boom, whatever the play is, boom, they clap, and they step to their assignment.
Is that NFL-like too?
No. No, that's not – no, you would never do the chair drill in the NFL. Not ever.
Ever?
No.
Belichick would never do a chair drill?
No.
Oh, boy.
NFL's night before walkthroughs. When game day in the NFL, the coaches, it's the players' day. That's the
yeah.
Hands game off. Day in college, a little bit different.
Yeah.
We're hands-on all the way through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've seen you.
Turn the keys over to the players in the
yeah.
NFL.
Sundays in the NFL, the hay's in the barn, man. It's players' time.
And, yes. and that's what a lot of fans don't understand that the college looks a lot like the NFL now. The guys getting paid. And
yeah, not quite,
and
not quite. Not quite.
It's still a huge.
Not being gas. Paid quite as much as.
That's true. That's true.
But no, yeah, it's totally different.
People
yeah.
don't understand that there is a really yeah. whole different dynamic, got, especially 19-year-old kids.
Yeah, and they're, you know, look, love it. You know, the opportunity that these kids have, and we have great kids, and, you know, I think we do it in a fair way, but they're not pro. These guys are not pros. They are college football players that have a chance to earn an incredible degree from Boston College. Yes, most of them can earn a little bit of money, but in the end, they're not pros. Pros are pros. Yeah. College players are college players.
Well, although we're watching a lot of great pros now. Donovan Azaraku was terrific the other night.
He played great.
He was all over the place.
Plays so hard, you know, and he's so athletic, and he just plays with his hair on fire, you know, and he's a smart player. He's a very instinctive player. Love it. Love watching him play. He's an awesome player.
That's a great advertisement for BC.
No question.
Chris Collinsworth, oh, he's a BC guy.
They said it a few times. Yeah, it was cool.
Times. Yeah. Every time you turn on a game, there's a BC, or you know, for the most part, you see a BC guy.
Oh yeah, I mean, a few weeks ago, I was watching the, I had it on in the background, the Falcons. I forget who they were playing. They won the game, but a lot of the beginning of the game, they were running the football, and they were focusing on TV on Chris Lindstrom, who's got to be the best guard in the NFL,
yes. yeah.
and just absolutely mauling people, like mauling people. And by the way, he was a two-star recruit from Connecticut that. You know, came here and blossomed into
230 pounds.
Yeah,
his freshman year
came out of a good gene pool, though. You know, he had a lot of football history in his family, and
yeah,
you know, he grew up in a football family, which I think really helped him when he came here. And
I think his brother's with the Patriots, right, on the practice squad, or he was. I know that center.
But the thing about him, I know the family. He's just down to earth. Earthy, good kid. I mean, very personable, and you're like, how could he not succeed?
Let's go find more of those guys. I tell the staff that every day. Yeah. But when we go through, like on Thursdays, we go over body weights and academics, right? So we talk about a kid, and so, you know, let's say it's Syre Torrance. Syre Torrance has a torn ACL, has not missed one class. So basically, like, this kid's crutching around campus. Maybe he has Eagle Escort a little bit, and he goes to every class, and I always say, let's go get us another Syre Torrance. Turbo Richard just rushed for 170 yards, goes to class, getting all A's and B's. Hey, let's go find us another Turbo Richard.
They're out there.
They are definitely out there.
Well, there's a lot of representation from Massachusetts High School football. We got a coaching staff in the corner of the room there.
No question.
From Medfield High tonight.
Medfield.
Welcome to the program.
I used to live in Medfield. I love Medfield.
Yes. Our good friend Eric Ornberg there.
Brian Hardiman. Ornberg back there.
Eric Ornberg, there he is.
Great program.
Yes.
Medfield, that's
Walpole
awesome.
Walpole all-time sack leader, Eric Ornberg.
Really?
That is correct.
Wow, played for John Lee. Played for John Lee.
Yes.
Yeah, we live, Colleen and I, and Michael and Jack, we lived about 2 miles from Medfield High School when I coached for the Patriots the first stint. Which was a little bit
Chapter
better than
one.
The second stint.
Chapter one. But college football... We watched a great game Friday. You and I talked about it on Saturday. The Virginia-Florida State.
Great game.
What a game.
Yeah.
And the rushing of the field.
Yeah.
The mayhem. But that's, to me, summarize what college football can be.
Yeah, no doubt. The spirit and the back and forth. And you don't really get that in pro football, right? You just don't get that. No, it's that was a great game. Give Virginia a lot of credit. They just hung in there, played every single play. Tony Elliott's done a really good job with that program, and got a lot of respect for him.
I imagine you don't do it all the time, but you might take little gems like that and show the team how that team found a way to win.
Yeah, I do. I do, Pete. But there's a fine line, right? Because in the end, it's about us. But, yeah, throughout the week, today, this week was a lot about us. But I think during periods of the year where there are games like that, you know, I'll definitely, you know, show it to those guys. But this week's about playing with a lot of physical toughness, playing every single play with great mental and physical toughness. That's what this week's about.
I heard Luke McLaughlin today, your special teams captain, Owen McGowan, yesterday. They're determined. You could tell these guys, they're focused.
Yeah, they're
locked in.
Yeah, they're great kids. I mean, these kids are awesome. I mean, I can't say it enough. I mean, I'm hard on them. I'm demanding, but they're great guys to coach, and they're very frustrated. There was a frustrating locker room after the Cal game, you know, because we had it. You know, we were in the lead, 14-0, went back and forth, gave it up late, drove it down, you know, had a turnover, and didn't win the game. But you know, these guys are very frustrated. They're definitely they want to win very badly.
Logan had an interview yesterday, and I heard it from a couple of other players. It's about, they kept asking him questions about, you know, where his head's at, where the team's head's at, and he said, "Listen, it's all about where your feet are."
Yeah, we talk about that a lot. Yeah,
and that's I had never heard that phrase, but it makes a lot of sense. It's all about living in the moment.
Yeah, living in the moment. And what choice do you have?
You don't.
You are what you are. People say, "Oh, you have choices in life." Well, not really. Like, you're going to go back to work, and you're going to figure it out, and you're going to keep fighting. That's what BC is. There's no quitting this team. When nobody's walking away, and, you know, these guys, they show up every Sunday. We practice on Sundays. Like, we practice. We meet at 2 o'clock. We're on the field at 4 o'clock. We practice from 4 to 5:30. We practice for an hour and a half on Sundays, the day after the game, with shoulder pads on. And these guys show up and they're ready to go, and it's a great group to coach, and you know, they're frustrated and they want to win.
It's the classic 3 or 4 or 5 plays a game.
It is in each phase, you know, it really is. And it really, though, Meter, it's turnovers. You know, it's turnovers at inopportune times, and then not. Last year we took the ball away pretty well. This year we're not doing that as much. We've got to get some more takeaways, and we got to take care of the ball better. It's okay to punt. I tell Dylan that all the time. I tell the backs that. I tell the wide receivers, the tight ends. It's okay to punt. You know, we can put our defense out there and play defense. You know, interceptions, fumbles, they hurt you a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brady was talking about that Sunday,
yep,
about Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
He was on that game. And he said, you know what, he's got to learn it's okay to punt. He's
yep.
still learning that.
No doubt.
That's a veteran NFL quarterback.
Yes.
So a lot no of doubt. Guys take a chunk.
No doubt.
Well, it's a game of real estate, right? That's yep. why you have a good punter. That's why you have good cover teams.
Yep.
Create the long field. There's all sorts of ins and outs, consequences that go with execution. But back to Pittsburgh, offensively, they like to run a play every 30 seconds.
Yeah, they play fast.
They're an up tempo. They're not hustling to the line of scrimmage, but they're always in motion. And what kind of stress does that put on a defense?
Yeah, I mean, you got to get the call in. So Tim's got to do a great job. You know, we got to get the personnel right, what they're in, get the call in, and get lined up and play. And so it is a big part of the game. And Tim does a good job of that. I put them in those situations during the week, so they have to make those calls, which I think helps train them for game day. But yeah, that's a big part of it is dealing with their tempo, no doubt about it.
Well, we were talking last week during the game when you went into 2 minute late in the game, and our comment was, they practice this. They're not in a strange place.
No,
no, they've been here before. They know the plays they're going to run. They know they've got a plan.
Yeah,
and it showed.
Yeah.
So I imagine it's kind of the same way when you can run into an offense like this. You got to do things differently, but you have a plan for it.
No doubt. And I think, you know, we executed the plan for the most part, and then at the end we didn't. But you know, the coaches, Will and I, we look in the mirror on that. You know, there's several things we could have done there at the end of the game. We felt like those were the best plays. We had a play, you know, we couldn't connect on it. Reed made a great effort to catch that play, the play before the last play, but he just couldn't corral it. And, you know, so it is what it is. But we definitely moved the ball well on that drive.
You were on a freeze frame. I got a couple texts about that. You were in the corner with your hands up.
I mean, I thought for sure that was a touchdown.
When Reed went down, we all did.
I was wrong.
Yeah,
Yep.
Yeah, we all did, but that's football, as you would say. Yep. It's the bounce. But we got to take our final timeout. We'll come back with our keys to the game and more with Bill O'Brien on the BC Football Show. But, and welcome back to the BC Football Show. Hey, Pete, you know what today is? Today, it's like a big fight for you because today was your weigh-in day at Awaken 180. Has it been a cakewalk for you on this diet?
No cake.
No, I know, no
tough
cake.
Tough diet. No cake.
Bill's on it, too. I'm on it, too. We've all weighed in.
Yeah.
You're down? You're down?
I'm down 5, 6. Okay.
I'm down
5 7/8.
I'm down 7.
Well, but you know... Your lifestyle
like a
is much
chair off the Queen Mary,
but the trouble is we don't have any proof. I could say I'm down 20. Oh, you're down 7.
Go talk to my people. Go talk to my people. Yeah, over
you got, you got one people, do you?
Who are your people?
I got people, Bill. You know me well. Well, I'll tell you one thing about Awaken 180. It's a great diet because it can simply just fall off. You can weigh in every week. They got you detailed. It's scientific. They give you the shakes. They give you the product.
Yep.
They make it easy for you.
Tiny little pancake, about this big.
Bill likes the pancakes.
Pancake.
Have you had the scrambled eggs?
No. Ugh. No.
Well, that's good.
Shakes and pancakes.
Okay, shakes and pancakes. That's like a
and then the protein.
Scrambled eggs are scrambled eggs. You don't need them in a package.
But then I have the cup of vegetables at lunch.
I do too.
With the little healthy fat, like,
you like the
cup of cucumbers
soup?
And peppers.
How about the chicken soup too? Chicken
I haven't tried good. That. I tried it once. I didn't cook it right, so it was a lot of. It didn't come out great.
Oh my God! Your wife's just shaking her head.
Yeah, she's very upset with me. She thinks I'm a buffoon.
Awaken 180 weight loss.
You too?
Oh, my goodness. Colleen, what are you going to do?
Colleen and Debbie should get together.
Seems like a recurring theme. But we love Awaken 180. We appreciate their support.
Yep.
Let's go to our keys to the game. Noon kickoff. What do we have for Pitt?
Got to get up ready to go, right? Early game, and we need to be ready to go right off the bat, like I said earlier. We've got to do a great job of covering kicks. I think that's big. They do a really good job. Their kickoff return averages 32 yards per return. They have one punt returner that averages about 18 yards per return. So we've got to do a good job covering kicks. We've got to take care of the ball on offense and stay on schedule. Can't let their pressure package put us off schedule. We got to stay on schedule and take care of the football. And then defensively, got to stop the run. Reed's coming back. I'm sure they're going to try to establish Reed. We got to establish the run and do a great job of tackling in space. And overall, we have to match their physicality. They are a very physical team. Pat's a defensive coach, and you know we got to show up to that stadium in a bad mood and be ready to play.
Would that not be a good opportunity for you to kind of acid test your mentality? You've worked to bring physicality back to the program.
Yeah, it's big. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, and I think we've worked hard at that. And these kids are, I mean, we're in pads. You guys are there at practice pretty much every day. And these guys get after it. I mean, but so does Pitt. You know, Pat does, he has a similar philosophy. And so it's going to be a great, you know, great, tough football game.
You talk about Reed, who's, for those of you that don't know, he was second-team All-American last year. He was wounded. He was hurt a little bit. Didn't play in the BC game.
Right.
How do you deal with a space player? You talk about space players in college football. How do you deal with them?
You got to set the edge. You got to do a good job of setting the edge. He can run it downhill. He can bounce to the outside. He's got good speed, good quickness. You got to tackle him. You got to make sure that you're never going to get a knockout blow on him. Don't try to do that. Just get him on the ground. I think that's big. Fundamental tackling is going to be big. But, he's a good player, and I think he's back healthy for him, and so it's a big challenge for us.
Flipping to the other side of the ball, you get two outstanding linebackers, two guys that are game changers. But in that scheme, is there a way to take advantage of them being out of position, or you know, things like that, where there might be some holes in the cheese? So
yeah, I mean, I would say all three of their linebackers are really, really good. Number 9, number 0, number 3, they're all excellent players. They can run to the ball. I think they're kind of like converted safeties that can fly, and they're tough. They're good tacklers. Their defensive line is very fundamentally sound. They're very well coached. And like I said, they they do everything out of the same look, which is very, very difficult, right? So when you get to the line of scrimmage, it's all going to look the same, and you better be ready for a post-snap read. That's going to be the big part of the game.
You know, finally, to summarize, we're about 3 minutes away from the end of the show. Yankee elimination party, everybody. Let's go. Let's crank it up for 8:05 from Yankee Stadium. Where are you watching? Colleen's got her jersey on.
Yeah, I don't know. Thinking about probably going back home, you know, probably watch it there. But I don't know yet. We're very excited. Michael has texted me probably 17 times during this show. Just different strategies. I keep saying, I don't think we should pitch to Judge. Just put him on base, right? Do we need to pitch to him?
No, that's a hold your breath moment.
Wow.
I love the fact that this kid's on the mound. I like this kid when they brought him up. And
what do you, from a coaching perspective?
We got to hit better. You know, we got to hit better.
A little anemic.
Yeah, we got to hit
from
better.
From a coaching perspective, what do you tell this type of kid? Let's say you got a rookie quarterback.
One pitch at a time.
One throw at a time.
One pitch at a time. Rely on your catcher. Your catcher is going to help you out. Your team, let him hit it. You got a great team behind you. You got a good defensive team behind you. Let him hit it. Locate the ball the right way. No walks. Right? Yeah. And I think you'll be in great shape.
You ever go in a game and you see a kid in his eyes that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Shaughnessy just calls it Calvin Schiraldi eyes.
Oh, yeah.
But you know the kid doesn't have
it. I'm not going to mention any names, but I've seen that.
You've seen that look?
But then I've also seen the, you know, we used to call Brady the ninja. Remember when he came out for a playoff game and he had that scuba mat, like he had that mask on, you know, with all you could see, you know, because it was freezing cold?
Yeah.
And he just sliced and diced. He was like 25 of 27 against the Jaguars.
I remember that.
He was a trained, yeah, he was a trained assassin. And so, but then I've seen the other where the guy, you know, you think, oh, the guy's had a great week and he's ready to play. And then the first play of the game, here are the lights. These are the lights. This is the real game right now. And his lips turn blue and his eyes bulge out of his head. And you're like, oh, I don't think what I saw during the week is what I'm seeing right now. I've seen that before, too.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Now you got to figure out how to
thankfully.
But that's the thing, like going back to our team, that's the thing about Dylan Lonergan. He's a very, very composed, solid, like you never see that with him, you know, and he's a young player with really good poise, and we got to continue to build on that.
No bulging eyes.
That's right.
The quarterback. Nope. That's a good sign.
Yep.
It is a good sign. It's a good sign for Pitt on Saturday. We're going to go down there, and it's going to be a productive day for Boston College. Yep. Bill, a pleasure.
Always.
Enjoy the game. Thank you, everybody at the Stockyard tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Mike Collin and the entire Stockyard staff.
Thank you.
Everybody from Van Wagner as well, Mike and Barry, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
For Pete Cronin, I'm John Mita Burrell. We'll catch you Saturday at 11:30 on the BC Sports Network. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.